may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut down in the mall and telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
And we are back for 2022. You are right here on the number one rated business show, and we are turning all the way up right here on the Real 1100 AM and iHeartRadio, bumping in all over the world. This music so loud, man. Man, it was a great show yesterday.
Yep.
We have technical difficulties now.
We did.
We lost power.
Yep.
We lost some audio.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We jumped around a little bit.
We lost Miracle.
But I know, right? Every time she ain't at work, that will happen.
Yep.
But we are back. Just so we can, because they already showing him in the studio. I don't want everybody to get too excited because he here today. And I got to show y'all that hoodie he rocking. I know I was at that part. But everybody out there, we're so excited because it is 2022. Finally, we are jumping into this brand new year, and we are ready for war this year. I tell folks, and it's funny, everybody around me, especially all these hardworking folks, mm-hmm. is going through some turbulent times right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know some folks been getting punched in the face every day, okay?
In the mouth.
Oh, my God. But we're going to talk about it today. We really going to dig in that today because folks need to understand what's going on in life. And a lot of times when you start to get all the mountains and all them type of things and you climbing up that mountain, them last few steps get hard. You know what I'm saying? The wind, the air get thin up there. It's hard to breathe. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about all that today. Just for 1 second, let's get these announcements out of the way. If you are out in the Smyrna area, I want you to go visit my good friends over at Titans Fitness. They are located at 1834 South Cobb Industrial Boulevard, Southeast Smyrna, Georgia, 30082. Look, I know y'all can't catch up. Listen, just Google Titans Fitness if you're in Smyrna. I promise you're going to find it. Or either go to Titans.net online, all right? It's a brand new year. Get your body right, get your mind right, and get your money right.
Get that money.
If you are out in the Douglasville area and you need a haircut like me and your barber go on vacation.
Get fresh like me. Now, see, that was messy.
I love you, man. I know you watch this over. I love you, brother. But I was disappointed this morning. Anyway, you can still visit my good folks out there at Studio 1211. They are a full stock barbershop. Got 5-6 barbers in there, and you can get facials. For men and everybody else, you can visit them right there at 6405 Fairburn Road. You can call and schedule an appointment. And I promise you, you better call and schedule an appointment because somebody might
hold,
be
hold, hold on, hold on, hold on. Miracle, you got the hand sanitizer because he's all messy right now.
I feel some type of way, dude. I got to be on air all week and I ain't got no haircut.
Ain't getting his beat.
It's all right.
Man.
It's all right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, call and schedule an appointment, 770-485-6772. Tell them KC sent it in the Real 1100 AM.
That's
get your
up.
Free cut.
And he might not after you've been messing
Greg
like
said
that.
He don't even care no more.
Oh, yeah, give Greg, give the engineer some. That's going to be.
Gotta get Greg one time. You see how he clap for his song? I don't get no clap. Like, I get no claps. We say KC all the time.
That's why, because you say KC all the time.
I was listening for it. My headphone broke. Mm. That's all right.
Mm.
If you are ready to get your year started, right? If you are ready to get out here and really, really, really understand what you need to do in 2022, what I want y'all to do is join us Wednesday from 6:30 to 9 p.m. January 12th for our first discussions of the year, all right? And if y'all remember our discussions, everybody used to love it. And we don't get out here and preach to you. This is a discussion. We finna sit down and talk about some things. So come with your questions. Come with your ideas and come with what you got, because we're going to sit down and talk about 2022 and we're going to dig into what we need to be doing. All right?
True.
Jeff.
What's up, man?
See, he calling me the hater. So I'm gonna let him be the congratulator today.
Well, you up here hating on the barbecue. I mean, the man got to take a vacation, man.
Not when I need a haircut,
He
bro.
Need to take a break, bro.
Do you see this?
I'm just saying, if you're a dark skin, you wouldn't even have to worry about that. But see, anyway, I'm going to move on.
Here we go.
I'm going to move on. We're going to congratulate Hillman Toombs and Associate, located in Riverdale.
Abdul light skin, too. I just want to let y'all know.
Yeah, well, you know, Abdul ain't talking. He ain't saying nothing on the mic yet. I mean, we don't know if he's going to be hating or not. But, you know, we're going to give our shout-outs today. We're going to give it to Hillman Toombs and Associate, located out on Riverdale on Church Street. We're going to also, the influencer of the day, Kayla and Quez. We're going to give them shout-outs as they're tearing it up on TikTok and YouTube. And, you know, we're going to have to give our shout-outs, of course, to Greg, the engineer. And we're going to have to give our shout-outs to Miracle, even though Miracle said I was fat because she stay in the gym all the time. But that's who we're going to give our shout-outs to.
Lord have mercy.
Light-skinned
women. All right, so now we're going to bring in XOD. We're going to bring in another one of these light-skinned guys talking his light skins in and all that. What's up,
man? We got to have a show. Up, one day, does light skin help you in business? That's what we're going to do. We got to do it.
I'm going to need Greg come around from around that engineer booth to bring in the brown-skinned brothers.
It don't, though,
so
bro.
So we can equal this out.
It don't. Let me tell you. It's like everybody got this Pretty Ricky experience or something. Okay? It does not help you anywhere. Light skin, I'm telling you, it's hard out here for us, bro. It is hard. You think you got it? You've been good since Moore Chestnut. I've been hurting since Abby's hook. I'm just saying, bro. It ain't fair. It's good.
I'm saying, man. The only thing I say, Idris Elba, Denzel Washington.
Wesley Snipes.
Hey, man. We here to stay, bro.
We supposed to be
business. No, we had one. Boris Cujo. He revived.
Boris did his thing.
I don't like Boris like that. Boris did his thing. He take bad roles. Like, you always taking a bad role. You like the bad guy, or you the cheating dude, or you the one. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like the Danny Glover effect. You remember Danny, ever since Color Purple?
Yeah, man.
Folks don't mess with Danny Glover like that. I seen him in the airport, and I was like, I'm about to jump on him by Miss Sealy. I'm just saying,
man.
Bro. How you going to treat him that way?
That was a bad look right there on that.
Bruh. Anyway, this is supposed to be a business show.
Yeah, business. Let's get to the business.
So, today what we are talking about, and we do have our guest in studio with us all the way from AEMGTV. I got you this time, Mr. Abdul Chestnut.
Abdul Light Skin Chestnut.
He did the Atlanta thing right there. You see that? Like, when they
y'all gonna get on Light Skin. I'm telling you.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
K-pop.
So,
what's
man,
KC Pride.
What's going on this year, man? I know y'all got a big explosive. Yeah, you got all these movies coming out, man. Y'all got all these shows coming up, man. What y'all got going on,
he
man?
Hey, check it out. He tried to show a little bit of it, and the phone froze. He had so much footage on his phone.
He got all them stars on there.
Well, I mean, I'm honored to be a part of relaunching the legendary Laugh House Comedy Ooh. Club from Philadelphia. Laugh okay. House Comedy Club is responsible for the likes of Mr. Kevin Hart,
okay,
Deion Cole, Michael Blackston, and pretty much every comedian that you've ever seen come through Def Comedy Jam. What's the other one? On BET, Comic View, I think Laugh to the Stage. They're responsible behind pretty much every last one of those comedians. So,
oh, wow.
We'll be relaunching the we launched the Laugh House Comedy Channel, XOD Network, last month. We have 6 seasons of Comedy Classic. And now we'll be filming for the Fresh Faces of Comedy in March at the legendary Atrium, where season 2 of Comic View was filmed at.
Oh, wow.
So we're excited to be a part of that, too. The Fresh Faces is basically the premise is to provide up-and-coming comics opportunity to be seen, monetize their content, because we'll put them on TV right along with the likes of the Bruce Bruces and the Gary Owens and the Kevin
Hart. That's going to be big,
And, you know, there's no more Comic View or Comedy Central or Def Comedy Jam. So,
yeah,
you know, we're excited, especially for our comedians, because we get listen, they will lock us out of those other comedy clubs. That's just what happens.
Oh, yeah.
It's politics. So,
yeah.
We're working with Funny Honey's Miss Vanetta Soulfield. She's a great producer of independent comics. So, I worked with her a few times, and I spoke with Mr. Roderick Millwood from the legendary Laugh House. Said, Vanetta will be a great addition to what we're trying to do, and she's a woman.
Okay.
So we're really big on giving our African-American women's opportunities to shine without going through the Harvey Weinstein and all that other nonsense. I picked up a contract yesterday with the company that provides free COVID testing.
Whoa.
So if you have a lot or a building and you're interested in making some money and helping the community, because there's a shortage of COVID testing right now. So I partnered with West Park Wellness, and so we'll be providing free COVID testing, the rapid testing and other tests.
Okay. Yeah.
So they provide 2 testing. So
we're gonna have to talk about that, man, because I got some churches and I got some other folks that would love to be able to take advantage of that. So we're really going to have to talk about that show today.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we started talking about 2022. And I'm so glad. And this is the type of brother he is. This is the type of light-skinned connection we got. He walked in today. Everybody saw that hoodie for him just one time. Everybody, please show that hoodie. You see what I'm saying? That is our new print apparel company, Titans Prints and Promotions. That's so. Anyway,
notice how
I just happened.
Notice how. Lean back a little bit. Mm-hmm. From here down, it's black. Black is midnight. That's what I'm talking about right there.
yesterday, you got folks cracking up. But yesterday, Jeff coined the phrase, support is the new sexy.
And
that's where I want to start the show today. And what's going on, and that's the reason why I say I'm so glad that he walked in with his hoodie on, and he that type of dude. You know what I'm saying? So what does support really look like in 2022? And let's really, really dig into it because, you know, I hear so often from so many people that my community don't support me, black folk don't support me because I'm black, or either, you know, white folks won't do business with me because I'm black, or, you know, Mexicans only hang with Mexicans and they do business in their community. Why we don't do our stuff like that? You know, I'm so sick of hearing all this type of stuff. It's 2022. I'm tired of rumors and stereotypes. Let's get to it. So it's either a fact or it's fiction. So let's find out.
Hey, and as we're finding out, I want everybody to, chat it in, comment it in, call it in. We want to know the real.
Oh, yeah. Now, when it comes to, because I know you have been real, real, real part, and we have been a part. Matter of fact, me and Jeff met through an organization that exists just to promote supporting black businesses and this type of thing. And just for you to be a part of this Black Wall Street thing and everything that's going on out there, XOD and all this type of stuff, because y'all are such a loving family, man.
Thank you.
Like, what does that support look like in 2022? How do we start supporting each other better?
I mean, for one, imparting motivational words. Words of motivation go a long way.
Man.
Just like, hey, I'm proud of you. You can do it. You know, and not
just
being,
that little bit.
Yeah, not being envious. And generally, you know, a lot of other races, they breed from birth that you're successful. You're an owner. You're an entrepreneur.
Man. Yeah.
You know, we have this, you know, I got to hold on to it. The crab's in the barrel. I don't want to put you on because I don't know if I'm going to, you know.
But is it really the experience, though? Don't get me wrong. I done met some.
Yeah.
And it's one in every bunch. But what I'm saying is, for the most part, bro, I've been out here for like 15 years as an entrepreneur. Now, I ain't going to lie. This is how Atlanta do you if you ain't from here. By 5-6 years, bro, they're going to ignore you. Ain't nobody going to talk to you. We're going to mess with you. But once you finally get a few introductions, I have found, I have been supported like you do not believe.
But you got to look at it like this, though. You're supported by who you're celebrated by. So you got to go by who you're celebrated by. So you say you're supported, and you are, by certain people. But if you look at it, out of all the years you've been here, how long have you known certain people that haven't supported you? They know what you do, but they haven't supported you.
Oh, yeah.
Or they don't even know what you do, even though they've known you for years.
Call you for free advice all the time.
See what I'm saying?
And then when you talk about it, hey, well, why
it's
don't
like,
you
I do this professionally?
Why don't you just hire me as a consultant? People pick your brain. They'll call you 1,000 times. Man, you say, hey, why don't you retain me? Is they get quiet or go on DEFCON mode.
Or the worst type is the type to tell you about another business that does exactly what you do and try to tell you like it's a new idea.
Oh my
and you're
God.
Like, wait
so
a minute, don't
out,
you
bro.
Know what I do?
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what I do.
I think is that we don't really have respect for our fellow man and respect their business acumen.
Yeah.
You know, there are some black businesses that do good. Shout out to West Park Wellness. Ooh, great business. Ooh, that's... Great business. And, you know, of course, my man
checks
Kevin
Pryor,
but, oh, absolutely. but it's like a standard, like, you know, because if it's five of us working together, one person going to be late, a couple people going to want to be the lead, somebody going to steal.
Mm.
It's just like in our culture, like, we're afraid, we never know when the next come up is going to come. So we can, like, we want to hold on and we're not confident. But a lot of us don't have enough faith in ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
That's the key. That's the
to
key.
To know that, look, I'm going to make it.
Oh, yeah.
And be comfortable enough to say, hey, brother, I'm not intimidated by him. It's not a competition.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have to get out of this competitive nature. It's good competition is great as we're pushing each other.
Oh, yeah.
But the tearing down.
Iron sharpens iron. That's what it says in the scripture.
I got to tear you down for me to excel. And that's really, I don't know if it, I believe for me from slavery. From generations,
yeah.
Like, hey, don't let them hear you speak. You know, master, like, no. That we gotta hold our people from showing we're progressive because we may get beat or whipped.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You know, but this is the city for progressives, and I'm. COVID has done a lot for the progressive, creative person. It's really leveled out the playing field, and all of that fanfare.
Yeah,
a lot of it got removed because they didn't have all the bells and whistles to make stuff happen. Everybody was doing shows with Zoom.
Yeah.
From the top TV talk show to the bottom.
Yeah.
And iPhones. And you had to make it.
And you got to see what they really did.
Absolutely.
Now I'm getting messy. Where's the hand sanitizer? Being like, wait a minute, I thought you lived in a mansion. That looked like an apartment.
I mean, from the churches.
Like, they were all mighty close to you, bro.
From the churches on down. They have the music and all that fanfare. It's about word and doctrine.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really, we just got to get back.
And you know, that's crazy that he says this, because that is so much what our masterminds, and this is what Rockstar has been so much about. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's word and doctrine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's remove all the bells and whistles. Because trust me, that choir can sing all they want to, but it don't sound like nothing on Zoom. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. But what that preacher got to say, that matters. What we step on stage and say matters.
Absolutely.
What you say about your business matters.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And what you're putting out here in social media and everything else matters.
Absolutely.
Now, as we start talking about the support, because this is one of the things I hear all the time. Man, I see you doing your thing. Bro, you doing it. Man, bruh. I ain't never seen you hit a like button. And you know who I'm talking to. I'm
going
to look right at you right now.
Oh.
You better hit a like button.
Oh.
I'm just saying. But I see you doing your thing.
Oh.
I don't see you. Can you tell me about it? So, like, what does that support look like in social media? Real deal, Joe.
Well, I mean, really, it is that. It is supporting, actually, with the likes, the shares. More importantly, share it. Let other people know about it. I mean, it's your people right here. And then comment and let them know the good and the bad. I mean, not just the good. So if their stuff's trash, let them know. But let them know in a constructive criticism type way. You know what I'm saying? But that support, that communication, that community is there.
Bruh,
I mean, it's so important.
I love that. Because let me tell y'all what I do. I ain't really big at staying on Instagram and this type of stuff no more. I used to be on it all the time, and I realized how much of my life I was consuming with it. But I promise you, and y'all know it. Matter of fact, everybody sitting at this table know it. If y'all post something, if I see it come down, I like,
yeah,
every time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw some comments at you and all this type of stuff. That's fire, bro, something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let you know, bro, I see you.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I got you.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So now, man, I really feel you on that, because I get so tired of hearing that. Like, man, I see you out there blowing up in Atlanta, man. You doing your thing and all this type of stuff. Man, can you hit a like button?
But see, here's the thing.
Send a message.
Everybody want to be down once you make it. Then let me in for free, cuz. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and
can't
that's
can't ride
the
private jet no more,
and
homie.
And that's the problem right there. But I think Abdul spoke on something that was really key, though. First of all, you got to support yourself.
Woo!
And a lot of us in business, we're not supporting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We don't believe in ourselves enough for somebody else to believe in it. And I've been there. I've been there to where I don't even look at my own stuff. Mm. I don't even do my own stuff. And then all of a sudden,
I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Especially the more content you started to create, you don't even go back and look at it.
Right.
So you got to support yourself, and then you got to figure out who in your circle really is your cheerleader. And to stick around your cheerleaders.
Absolutely.
One thing I've noticed when I've been working with some social influencers out there, some big name ones out there, they don't even look at their comments.
Mm.
They don't. They only look at the good comments. They only look at the positive stuff. They don't look at the troll stuff. They let somebody else worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
That way they always inspire.
I don't respond to trolls, man. I really don't respond to much. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I'm not finna put you on this platform. I'm not finna say your name and make you famous.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's hard.
I'm not.
I
just gotta be honest. I'm not an egotistical person, bro. We all over the world, bro.
Tupac said it best. Revenge is the best thing next to... Vin's kind of good boy sometimes.
This is not a podcast, Jeff. We can't go there. We got LCC rules.
Vin's boy.
Beep.
Lord have mercy. But no, I get exactly what you're saying. And then, and the trolls. I hate keyboard gangsters.
Yeah.
Like, I really hate keyboard gangsters. Because you sitting here hiding behind your little screen and all that type of stuff. And you got all little nasty stuff to say to me, like them Proud Boys want to put all this nasty stuff in my inbox.
Yeah.
Oh,
come catch me in 3D, bro. Come see me in real life and say that to me.
Proud Boys, we come holler at you. This ain't a game. Don't let the cute microphone lights in this fool you.
You and your daddy in the KKK with that little dumbass hat.
Like,
anyway.
Here we go in that hat.
I'm just saying, bro. Don't get me started.
We ain't going to talk about that
I got way too much today.
We ain't going to talk about that
I got two more hours to do after this.
But really, though, I mean, even offline, your people has an event. Go to it. You ain't got nothing else better to do. Let's get real. These folk ain't got nothing better else to do.
And buy a ticket. If you can't go, buy a ticket.
Buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Like, for real. You don't know how many folks have been. It's like, sometimes I got kids, bro, so I can't go to everything. I got to be honest. I got to be at home with my babies. But at the same, bro, I'm at least, if it's your stuff, just let me throw whatever the tickets is, bro, whether I'm coming or not, I'm gonna either buy them and give them to somebody or something, but I'm gonna be there for you.
And we
when you throw something, I'm gonna be there for
and
you.
And we're
gonna
come race straight to the house. Straight to the house.
And let me tell y'all,
these folks' kids
business.
Are selling popcorn. Buy the popcorn.
Really?
Buy
don't
the
buy
popcorn.
The water, though. Don't get that water no more. Well, start with the water.
I mean,
all the main water boys. All right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The first ones
yeah.
was.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The rest
yeah,
of you better
yeah,
keep
yeah.
riding, bro.
Yeah. True.
It's bad. No, but I get exactly what you're saying. And it's the whole fact of that support. You yeah. know, we in business, bro. And it's not that I don't do this business and talk about my business and all this type of stuff and then go work at another job and get some cash from somewhere.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? This is my cash.
Exactly.
And every time I'm sitting here doing something for you, I ain't making no cash. And my daughter want all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? They got to eat every day. They need clothes on their back, just like yours do.
But your daughters be making money off of Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, though. Your daughter
don't
be making
tell
that
her.
Cash.
That's her college fund. She don't know
your,
she making
your
money
daughter
yet,
be
bro.
Making that cash.
Let's talk about that, Mr. Pride, because people don't understand. Entrepreneurs, this is it for us. So
exactly.
If I'm on the phone with you, and I tell people I can't be on the phone with you all day long.
Yeah.
Because you're taking away from opportunity where I got to make money to pay bills.
Exactly.
So if you want this type of time, you need to you got to retain me.
And it's not that I don't love
and
you.
And they don't understand.
It's like, not that I don't love you and I want to help
you. You just busy. No, it's nothing personal, but the hour I'm on the phone with you, I can be the close of $5,000.
I'm with you.
And even if it isn't cash, even if it isn't money, support them by letting somebody that can use their services or product know.
Man. Referral.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It gets burning up when you talk to somebody and they be like, yo, man, I didn't even know you do that. And then you know four or five people that y'all all in the same circle, and nobody man. Told them. You
but
know what
I'm saying? That's your fault, though. Nah, that's your fault. And that's branding. And that's branding with pride. We're going to get into that.
All right.
Rock Drinks, you're going to have to call me back at 6, bro. But, nah, that's branding, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and like we talked about, if your face ain't synonymous with your service, something wrong.
Yeah.
Every time I see him, I already know. I bet there's a camera somewhere close to him
but
right
talking
now.
About, I'm talking about folk that don't know you, though. I'm talking about we all in a circle.
Right.
I know you. I don't know him.
Okay.
I meet him. We talking video. We talking streaming. And you never mention his name. Then all of a sudden, later on, I come back, and he comes talk to me somewhere on the Humble.
Okay.
And he's like, yo, man. I'm like, yeah, I got this show out on streaming. He be like, yo, I do streaming. Really? I ain't know. But see, I know you. You that, know him. You should have.
Let me shout out Dr. Deborah Clark. Let me shout out Dr. Deborah Clark.
Where's she at? I thought she was on the show today.
She coming. She going to make it. She coming.
We done sent you emails, girl, and everything. Come on, now.
She can call in, though. She can call in.
She
can
call in if she wants to.
But she sent me the referral for the gentleman for the COVID testing.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then, you know, people from my church like, oh, I need a photographer. Well, Abdul shoots. So then they hire me. So shout out to the referrals. But that's another thing, too. Like, well, you know. And I hate when you'll do a lot of stuff for people in kind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they get a budget, and then they hire somebody.
Oh! Wait a minute. What we call it? The music manager.
But no.
Once they get put on, they be like, oh, hey,
once
I'm
again,
good.
Mm-hmm. Once again, that's your fault. That's your fault.
You gonna
and we're going to stop that in 2020. No, it's y'all fault.
You going to stop saying
I know these fingers point back at me. But it's y'all fault. And let me tell you why. Because your friend charging.
You ain't the
you
star,
wasn't
Bobby
charged.
Brown.
You
ain't
you
the
wasn't
star.
Charged.
So you got to start from the gate.
I'm just charging. Saying, bro, yeah. you got to get to a point where saying, hey, you are crossing the line from my friendship into what I do professionally.
Yeah.
And I would not come in your office as you being a lawyer and tell you, hey, can you represent me through a divorce for free? You know what I'm saying? Because you my boy. So don't come at me talking about how I can make you the rock star for free. I'm just
true,
saying.
True,
and
true.
As far as one of the most fulfilling things, like, you know, you're young, you may have enemies.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, far as support. And some of my, enemies for years, they like, we love what you're doing. You know, they give me a call, Texas, you know, they like, I'm proud of you. You know, we grew up in a project in South Philly. And so, like, some of, shout out Da'u, Kawan, Joe, Cyree. You know, these are my arch nemesis as when I was growing up as kids. All we did was fight. But we all grown men. We supporting each other with no envy. Like, one of my partners bought a house in Florida. I'm happy for him. Congrats. We made, you know what I mean? He's like, come on down for New Year's. So as a people, we don't know what a word of resharing. If you can't support financially, reshare a post.
Yeah.
You know, refer us. Tell somebody about what we're doing.
Man. That's what's up.
I tell you, man, we got to take a quick break real quick because I owe my sponsors
we
got
to support them because they supported us.
Hey, I'm going to Line for Life tonight to get my neck fixed and my head fixed, bro. I've been had all kind of stuff going on, but we're going to be all right, though.
Tell them give you a little tan, too. Get darker.
Y'all listen to the number one. Y'all listen to the World Ready Business Show right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, taking it all over the world. Your host, Casey Pride, the one and only Jeff Deere. Jeff Deere. We'll be back after this, man. Y'all go.
At Align for Life, we work with attorneys across the entire metro area. We are a portal of entry provider, meaning we can ensure your client is triaged accordingly and coordinate all aspects of your client's chiropractic and medical care from start to finish, including referrals to medical doctors, specialists, and imaging. This is Dr. Fowler. Your injury clients deserve the best transportation, extended hours, and compliance monitoring. We understand your needs. Refer your injury and accident victims right now by calling us at 404-383-1110 or visit us at yourfinespine.com.
Transportation is provided via Uber, and we are open late so your clients can come in after work.
Auto accidents, wellness care, slip and fall. We take care of it all.
And now, an important message from Steve Harvey.
This pandemic isn't over yet. We got the vaccines. I got mine. You might have yours. But listen to this. Don't think just because you got the vaccine that you could just go crazy. Follow the current safety guidelines. I know the mask is hot, but you know what's hotter than these masks? Staying healthy. That's pretty fly, if you ask me. Let's unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
Have you been looking for a radio station that gives you sports?
I don't believe it! It's a touchdown!
Entertainment?
Are you not entertained?
And other special interest talk shows?
Well, isn't that special?
All on one app?
Yo, that's dope. What app is that?
It's the Real 1100 AM app for WWE. Grab it for free in your Google Play or Apple App Store today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Rodney Perry, comedian extraordinaire, and I'm rocking with my boy KC Pride on the number one rated business show. What?
We are back right here on the Real 1100 AM. I am your host, KC Pride, taking in the real deal, Jeff Beal, Mr. Marketologist, and Abdul Chestnut from over at AEMG TV. I'm getting it now. It's a brand new year. I done got my swag back, bro. I got my energy up. You know what I'm saying? We got you now. But joining back into the conversation, where we left off at, you know, we were talking about support. We were talking about supporting each other and this type of stuff and growing out here and growing professionally. Another thing that we always talk about, and I hear this from so many people, is family support.
Mm. Oh, man.
Support at home. Mm. You know what I'm saying? All these other places and stuff, because for entrepreneurs, bro, it is literally war every day.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It is literally, if you don't kill, you do not eat, period. You know what I'm saying? And what I found going through a lot of different stuff is if a lot of parts of your life, if all of your life ain't right, then it's going to affect you everywhere. Mm-hmm. So when you got that, when that home life is just eating at you and this type of thing and you got all these problems, you're going to see it in your business.
Yeah.
Like, and I found I talk with a lot more folks that we coach now. I'm talking about personal problems a lot more than I'm talking about actual business problems. Mm-hmm. And it's the personal problems that I'm fixing that's leading to the success in business.
Absolutely.
So what does that look like this day and age when we start talking about family support? Because in my household, my girls already know. I don't care what you're doing. We coming. And I'm going to be loud. I'm going to be ignorant. Because you my baby. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I don't care if it's a 3-hour long spelling bee. I'm going to be there. You know what I'm saying? So what does that look like?
I mean, me growing up, my mother, this was her thing. If you get knocked off the horse, dust your bootstraps off, jump back on. You know, my father was always get up. You know, they always supported me to try. So I never felt like afraid to fail.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that always like, and people like, even my health is, how you bounce back up? Because it's in my makeup. And even my fam, like, you can do it. It goes a long way to have a sharing section.
Wow.
You know, I actually had a meeting earlier today with a nice young lady who you know, kind of see, she's like her worst enemy. She kind of overthinks, and she, you know, sometimes your confidence, and she doesn't have a circle. I said, you need to, she has friends, but you need business people who will also support you. Sometimes you need two sets of friends.
Oh, yeah.
Those friends, and those business acquaintances who will feed into your business wise.
Let's hit on that for a minute, because I am so glad that you brought that up, because I'm going to tell you what I hear from men all the time. She don't listen to me. She don't never want to hear about what I got to do. She don't never want to hear about what I do at work and all this type of stuff. And I get it. And let me break this down for y'all. Men pride themselves on their success in business.
Yeah.
Not because I made the best hamburgers on the grill or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We pride ourselves on that success in business. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when that is not that praise, a lot of times a man feels somewhat down.
Absolutely.
But what I found was this. Women don't fall in love with you because you're good at business, bro. She fall in love with you because you're good at making hamburgers and you're good with the kids and all this other type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And when I started talking to them from that standpoint, then they started to get it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was a little bit easier. And like you said, you got to develop that circle of business friends.
Yeah.
These folks is entrepreneurs just like me. They understand me. They get me. Anytime I call Abdul, he already know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Anytime I tell Jeff, like talking to Jeff, it's just like talking right back into a mirror or something, because he throw it right back. Man, I already know. You know, it's just every time. You know what I'm saying? But you got to have that circle.
Yeah.
Of them folks that motivate you. Like, looking at the stuff Abdul doing, I be calling him like, please let me get on that with you. Because he do major stuff, and it's motivating. It's not that I want to compete with him or try to beat him or anything like that, but it's inspiring to see folks go so high.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to chime in on that, too. A little bit of relationship advice from the mind of Jeff Beal. But anyway, I mean, for real,
it's not
though,
a podcast, Joe.
It's not a podcast. I understand. I'm coming from the world of podcast. But for real, though, even if you are not as interested in your spouse's endeavors, show a little bit of interest.
Oh.
Because it takes nothing but going out to eat at a club, at a restaurant, in the mall, and some other person comes and rubs them on the shoulder. That's what you do. That's so exciting. Next thing you know, you crying to your friend talking about he ain't about nothing.
Woo.
Nah, he just got an ear that's going to listen.
Let me chime on that, if I may segue or add, or whatever.
Add to the mind of Jeff Beal.
Put sauce on.
And unfortunately, some spouses are jealous, because if what they're doing and their business is not successful, they're not happy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of jealousy, and whatever. They like brush you off.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes people, and sometimes your family, they want to keep you there, or if you need their help, they feel wanted. But when you excel, they don't want you to outdo them.
But I ain't mean to interrupt you. But you know, let me say something to that real quick. A lot of times, and it took a good friend of mine that's a big time button comedian, and he kind of broke it down. He was like, Kale, you know, you ain't one type of dude just anybody stand next to. You know what I'm saying? Folks get sick of that. You know, and he went in on it. But what I'm trying to say is this. Sometimes it's that fear that rise. You know what I'm saying? Because we've seen it so many times. It's like, I finally get up there. Now where the blonde at? You know what I'm saying?
Not
and a
Kanye.
Lot of times it's that fear to rise. You know what I'm saying? So they scared that you're going to get up there, because I was with you when you wasn't nothing. You know what I'm saying? And now you get up here, and then here come old girl.
But let me get in that. Being with you when you was down doesn't mean you was down for me when I was down. Just because you were around don't mean you were down.
You wasn't in the gym.
Exactly.
You're really here today, bro.
Hey, and people know. And see, that's the thing, though. People know. And here's the other thing that I want to give y'all from the mind of Jeff Beal. If you give a little bit of attention, there will be some ascension. See, what's going to happen is this. If you give them a little bit of attention, then they'll go ahead and start thriving, because they'll see the motivation. But if you're always like, whatever, your little business, whatever, next thing you know, you're hindering their growth.
Well, that's got to be low.
Exactly. You're hindering their growth, and that's hindering your income as well, because y'all in the same household.
Like, my business is little. I'm up on the 19th floor up here in Midtown. What you talking about?
All right, now, stop it.
Don't let me stop.
The most beautiful thing is having a spouse or a friend that refuses to allow you to fail.
Yes.
Ooh. And that's pretty much how, like, failure is not an option.
Just keep pushing.
Yeah. Like, failure, like, anybody in my circle, that's why I made sure, like, no, we having a lunch meeting. We're going to, I'm going to push you. You're going to be successful. I'm not letting you, I'm going to be on you. If I don't come in your house and drag you out the house, you can't be, I can't be making moves. No, number one, I don't want them type of people around me. Second thing, do not have negative people around you. It will suck you.
Yes.
You have to have
all
positive.
Your vampires. Yeah.
All your
me getting up today is, I'm happy. I don't need nothing else.
Whew.
So I'm not getting up complaining. Oh, man. I don't have, everything don't have to be right for me to be happy, because I wake up every day expecting something great.
Oh.
Every day I wake up, I check my bank accounts. I check my mail. I'm expecting something coming. And that's the life. Like you, my bro. Multi-millionaire. It's speaking. I'm not upset. You're a multimillionaire. You're a multimillionaire. It's enough for everybody.
Business, Abdul.
So you know, I refuse to be a failure, and I refuse to be average, and I refuse to be.
That over. Dude say he wake up, his theme song's the money dance. He good.
I'm trying
get
to
up.
Tell you, bro.
Theme song.
Absolutely.
Like Lil Wayne
Ross,
say.
Rick Ross and the Dream.
Like Lil Wayne told him. We can go anywhere but nowhere. You know what I'm saying? We go anywhere but not nowhere.
And two, like, how you feeding it? What type of music you listen to? Like, I listen to Double Up by Nipsey.
Okay.
Like Money Dance by.
Yeah, got to, man.
By Raw. And, you know, even YouTube, like, if you feeling, if you need an encouraging word, I'll Google what I need on YouTube. And I'll either T.D. Jakes, if it's a young lady.
Man, T.D. Jakes,
I'll Google Sarah Jakes Roberts. You got to feed people. You have to spiritually feed yourself and be your cheerleader. When nobody's around and people are like, oh, please, not believing in you.
Yeah.
It's imperative that you be your biggest cheerleader. And no matter no one else pass you on the back, which is encourage yourself, like Donald Long.
Yeah, I love that you say that. And it's funny, because when I was young, I was egotistical. As I'm older now, I'm confident. It's a difference, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But that whole being able to pick yourself up, you know what I'm saying, and have that inner, not the ego. You know what I'm saying? I'm all this, and you ain't got nothing to prove it. But I'm just saying, I see it all the time. But it's just that inner, I got this.
Yeah.
I got this. I can do this. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to go yell and tell everybody, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That means something, man. Absolutely. And you got to have it as
an entrepreneur. Well, somebody told me that. And I saw it on a TikTok. They said you can never be more, or you can never get from somebody else more than what you believe in yourself.
Mm.
And they say if you think you're a 7, they will never be an 8. They will only be a 7, 6, 5, 4.
Wow.
So if you up here coming in thinking you a 5 or a 4, you're only going to get people that think you're a 5, 4, 3, or 2, or 1.
So I have a question. This was another. People get caught up in all this BLE, BBL, all this fake stuff, women. It's a... And what is your, to you, what is success?
I love
you know,
that.
To me.
We got a whole show coming
like,
up. I don't remember.
Like, so to me, success could be, I just want to, I'm my health for, I don't need a 50 million. I don't need 25 cars. I don't need the 9 million. To you, you may say, hey, I want to buy the island and the yacht.
You know, I like you said, I love that you asked that question. Because, you know, I remember when Jeff was talking. Because it's always that first fight. You know, that first mm-hmm. fight is getting over, now I can pay the bills. I ain't behind every month no more. Ain't nothing going in the foreclosure. You know what I'm saying? We steady now.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying? And as you start to profit, a lot of us come to find out.
Yeah, already.
Money ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is the things don't change nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The money don't really change nothing. It's almost like Forrest Gump said, one less thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But like you say, success. And like Jeff brought it down to me. Bro, you've been doing whatever the hell you've been wanting to do for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You ain't clocked in for nobody. Can't nobody tell you nothing. You get up every day and decide for yourself what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Bro, you've been successful.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? The day you started doing that, you were successful.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even in the hard times.
Yep. And if you think about it and you break down exactly what success looks like, not society success, you're looking at freedom. You can come and go as you please. Your bills are paid. You can see who you want to, when you want to, do what you want to, when you want to, buy what you want to, as long as it's within reason. Because a lot of times, think about this. You want a Bugatti, but then when you get in a Bugatti, you find out Bugatti ain't all that. And then you be like, well, I don't even know why I wanted it. I wanted it because everybody. So you got
can't
what you
drive
really want,
down the road.
Right?
Absolutely.
Then you're already successful. You up here living in everybody else's success when you're already successful, and that's the problem. We keep looking at all the other people's success, and we blind ourselves from what success really looks like.
Oh, yeah.
We make society as the bar.
Yeah.
What society says, like they say, you ain't a ball unless you got a Bentley or a Phantom. I don't need, I got a Toyota. I'm good.
Hey,
you know, I'm going to be me exactly where I need to go.
And the funny part is the people that got Bentleys up there complain all the time about how their Bentley's always in the shop.
You ever see rich other people, other cultures, they got regular old.
I was fixing to say, you know, the main car for millionaire, F-150.
Yep.
Most of them drive F-150 trucks. It's crazy.
And they're not worried about impressing a bunch of broke folk.
Because when you got it, you're comfortable. When you're content.
But that goes that goes into so much that we've been talking about. Stop paying attention. Like, I'm going to tell you, social media is a great tool. Because it's nothing like being able to communicate with the world. Some of y'all need to close your mouth. I got to be honest. Y'all need to stop talking. But.
See, that's that mess.
I'm through this year, bro. I am over mess. It. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's a great thing. But you can also get lost in looking at everybody else's lie every day. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Bro, I done seen that same vacation photo. I don't know if y'all just go there all the time. Ooh, not and that stock
video.
Thing.
Not that you know stock video.
Man, it was an amazing conversation that I had. Like, she really was hung up on, well, I feel inadequate because I'm not where those other women are.
Mm.
But I said, if God really wanted you to be further ahead, he would close every door. And only the door that would have you further ahead would be open. Mm.
And then when you get to know them and actually talk to them, you find out they're not where you thought
they
were.
Absolutely not. Man, these people, I got all these celebrities, they think, oh, they ball. I know a lot of these celebrities on TV. They're not, them houses are rented.
Exactly.
The cars are leased.
Talk to
they're
them.
They're not balling out. Because I book them.
Oh, yeah.
And I know what they're making.
But you a hater.
Right. And this is the fact.
But you a hater. Because I've heard that same thing when I tell them, because I do marketing. I'm like, I'm trying to tell y'all folks, the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain is a little short man.
ladies, if you don't stop getting this Brazilian, what is it called, butt lift?
I don't know. We got Miracle. She's going to come in and talk about the beauty segment.
Because
you
don't
segment.
Know 5 years later, because like everything that other cultures can get is not necessarily made for us because we're made different.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like that's how Kanye West's mother died. She went to get some type of seizure and
it's
had
not
a, had an issue.
With us, yeah.
Right, so please, this become, do some squats. What happened to doing squats?
I don't know.
Remember when women wanted to get their butts? They just lazy. We're
it
in
don't
the,
look
we're,
right either. I'm sorry, it don't look right. I didn't see so
be,
many of y'all walk around with
just
this
be
big,
comfortable with who you are. Because to be honest with you, that energy, that swag for the person that's confident and comfortable with who they are outshines all that other stuff.
I'll come to Titans and work out with the rock star. You know what I'm saying? I'll work out with you.
Kevin Hart is 5'5", maybe. He's not even tall. Right, he's the number one comedian in the world.
Don't get Kevin on our show up here. You
Listen.
Bring Kevin on
listen.
The show.
Text him now and tell him we want
to
call.
Wait till I'm just saying. Make sure y'all go to XOD Network. Check out the comedy section. Check out the Laugh House Comedy Channel. Okay. It's about to get epic. I'm telling you.
Wow.
It's about to get epic. I'm telling you. It's about to get epic. It's about to get epic. But that's the contentment. Like you, I don't have to.
Yeah.
Like as you get older too.
You ain't got to prove it no more.
That's what I'm talking about.
When you was young, you had to have the Adidas or Pumas.
Yeah.
I buy what I like now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the brand. I don't care because I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm competing against me.
Bro, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all ain't never see me with somebody else's name. I'm me up again. I promise you.
Say it one more time. We ain't going to never
see nobody else's name on me.
And like I told Miracle, like Biggie said, fat, black, and ugly. However,
scoot it down.
Woo!
And we as a culture, we have to redefine what success is.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
Like, we got to stop spending. And we spend more than any other race, but we lack the most.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so.
That's why these big white corporations want to come out here every time and tell us all this support because they know where that money going
to
go.
Yeah,
they know where that money comes.
So let's talk about some solutions.
All right.
Okay, if I may.
Go ahead.
Don't be afraid to work with somebody. Oh, Lord. Don't be afraid to work with somebody and be around. I got successful.
Okay.
Because I wanted to hang around people who were already where I wanted to go.
Okay. Yep.
Or trying to get where I'm trying to go. I want to learn. And don't be a know-it-all. Okay? Come in with an open mind. Like, oh, I know. Those are the worst people. They ask you for help, right? And then they know everything.
Oh, yeah.
But don't be afraid.
I hate folks like that.
Oh, my God.
It's like, will you help me? Will you help me? Well, you ain't supposed to do it like that. You ain't supposed to. What the hell you call me for? Why don't you go do this yourself?
Yeah. That happens a lot.
Okay, taking them on this year, bro. Abdul.
But you're right, man. You got to get yourself around people that actually are making moves so you can move with them.
And it's magic when that happens.
Oh,
because
man.
I promise you, look at the five people around you right now. Okay.
That shows who you are.
Four of them broke.
You broke.
Your time coming, shawty.
If it's not already there.
But if four of them rich, your time coming, shawty.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
You're going to either elevate or you're going to drag me down.
Absolutely.
So make sure, you know what I'm saying, that you're hanging with people that force you to elevate.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Y'all force me to elevate.
Pigeons can't.
Because I ain't finna let marketology be bigger than a rock star.
Hey, you can't stop it, bruh. You can't stop it.
And let me just, if I may, just say something. This is something I always remember. When I first had the meeting, shout out to Norma Stanley, also on the link up the referral.
Oh, yeah, Nella Joy.
Big Norma. So she you know, she brought Mr. Pryor to the meeting with us, and he was like, well, I'm going to make sure my business that people know about Exodus Network,
exactly,
whether we work together or not.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure. And see, that's a selfless spirit. If all of us are selfless, we all going to win, because we're going to be so focused on pushing each other that while I'm pushing you, pushing me.
Yeah.
And he made a point, and that's why anything Kevin does, I'm here.
And he ain't lying, too. Bro, he'll show up for me. Like, even the night of the party, he has some other stuff to do. Okay.
He was there. Front and center. He was there front and center.
Him and Dominique, everybody showed up.
Yep.
So how can we help our people be successful?
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of it is like you were saying before, redefining what success actually looks like. That's the first thing. Because if we get out of our mind the material success and more of an actual mentality success, we can grow. But right now, we think material shows success.
Mm-hmm. Let me show you what success looks like. And I don't know if y'all are into philosophy and this type of stuff, but I love Alan Watts.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a phrase where he says, to get paid to play.
Mm. Yeah.
That is the dream.
Yeah.
This is what success look like. Trust me, I ain't working. Does anybody in the room think I'm working right now? Like, for real, I'm just saying, this is what true success look like. This ain't work. I can do this forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's really what it is. It's like, I get to do what I love to do all the time.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't care how much I ever make from it.
And then you don't never retire because you never really work.
Take that back, Lord. Man. I do have some figures that don't mistake me. Please, Lord. Anyway.
But they will never hit with Marketology.
Marketology.
You got some years on, right? I ain't gonna lie. But.
So how about the, I think first and foremost, changing the mindset that when our kids go to college, first of all, as adults, we got to have something to pass down to our kids.
No, yeah, right? Yeah.
But that they're going to college or a trade school to be employers and not employees. We go to college to work for another company. That's the mindset. I'm going to go to get a degree.
That's how they teach you in college.
Our mindset, I'm going to go to college, get a degree, and look for a job.
Yeah.
Instead of, I'm going to go to college and learn the tools I need to start my own business or take over my family business.
Yeah.
That's how generational wealth starts, the mindset.
Yeah. And even if you don't even go to college, just teaching them how to be that, because you too can be the new university.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I agree with you. Changing that whole mindset that, hey, you need to be the controller of your destiny.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you this, bro. When you said trades, the last time a plumber came to my house, you know the damn bill was.
Oh, man.
Most dude charged me it was $170 service charge just to come.
Oh, mm-hmm.
All right. Then on top of that, he charged my $90-something damn dollars an hour just to get some hair out the drain. I'm just saying,
you know,
it's
that's
a
the
lot
funny thing
of money.
No,
out
you know
here.
The funny thing is a lot of plumbers are millionaires, but people don't look at them like millionaires because they don't dress like it. And that goes back to what we see as success.
Yep.
And they straight paid, but the problem is they're not balling like all, you know, dapper down.
Because he ain't got to wear the
$600 car note.
Yeah.
$600 car note living in an apartment.
Yeah.
We need to start advocating for these trade schools to be open back.
Oh, yeah.
Up.
Oh, yeah. But that's the reason they took them out.
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You don't have the plumbers, the mechanic. Because my mechanic was like, man, there's going to be no mechanic shops open because there's nobody after us that's taking up mechanics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Auto mechanics.
Yeah.
So everybody where's the trade? Computers.
Where's the trade? Like, where are the trades? But they're deliberately removing programs that benefit our young people. So we got to get on board and start advocating to make sure our young people have the schools and access to the things that will make them successful.
And on top of that, let me tell y'all something. I told y'all at the top of the show, my barber on vacation.
You wasn't even worried about your barber. I've never even met your barber, and I'm like, you're going to off your
he's
barber.
You
wasn't
even worried about my haircut
because
he can afford to take a vacation now. I'm just saying, you know, these professions, certain things fix and fade.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff in fade. Like McDonald's finna be gone. Y'all already see it.
Really?
Bruh. What? No, I ain't saying as a company. I'm talking about as a job.
Oh,
because what's fixing to happen?
They got the kiosks.
You already pulling up, bruh, and the computer tell you about 20 different things.
Yeah, they
before
got the kiosks
anything.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and this computer worked 24/7.
Yeah.
And you got an attitude in 2 hours. I'm just saying. They don't need you to flip burgers. We don't need you at the cash registers because folk just fine walking up to this kiosk, type it. Matter of fact, folk don't even want to talk to folk like that no more. Like, right. I seen more folks at that. I was confused where the rest of us was at. Everybody over at the kiosk.
Yeah, you right.
I'm like, can I order regularly?
Nah.
I missed that personal, that interpersonal communication.
I don't want to look through all these burgers and stuff. I'm just saying.
But, you know, the shift is there, though. Like you were saying, as far as what does it look like?
Mm-hmm.
We've got more and more people now teaching generational wealth, teaching be your own boss, teaching entrepreneurship. The shift is already there. Either you're going to get down with it or not. And the key is, when you're trying to get on that path, we need to just make this entrepreneurial journey, this boss journey, make that the new celebrity.
Let me tell you, these young people, if anybody out there learn about NFTs.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We're building an NFT platform right now, me and my partners,
okay,
to sell memorabilia. But we got this young lady. She's creating art about herself and selling them. She made like $900,000 in 3 days. Just making art work.
I saw
herself.
Floyd Mayweather got his new NFT promoted. Yeah.
These young people, and we got to really, like, these kids are on their phone, so let's help them. Since they're going to be on their phone and tablet, let's help them make some money. Because they're making these
young people. I got to learn that NFT.
Shout out to cryptocurrency, my man Ryan on that.
Yeah.
Trying to get Joe Montana to be.
Look, man, we only got about 5 minutes left in the show, man. I really want you to let everybody know what you got coming this year, man. And you're going to be back all the time. So just tell what you're doing this week.
I mean, we get sure more locations for the COVID testing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, setting the table for the Fresh Face of Comedy, the Laugh House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, working with some other content coming out, and really just this entrepreneurship at New Black Wall Street with Elevate and the Boss Club. So I'm just really looking forward to that, and just keep pushing. You know, keep pushing, making these millions. You know, getting our young people to start buying property.
Yeah.
You know, and start owning their own stuff. Stop renting, buy.
Stop listening to these folks telling y'all.
Don't you
to
start.
Go rent something.
Don't you start. I mean,
we got to do that this week. If any real estate agents out there, y'all want to be a part of the show, hit me in the comments. Hit me and you got to be a good one.
Jay Morrison, this is shout to you. To you, bruh. Come on in.
Bruh, but for real, stop telling folks to go rent. While you sitting here buying up all the damn land and property you can find, but you telling these kids y'all don't want to buy nothing.
Man.
Yeah, you got tax breaks. You got equity. You can refinance.
But you got folk telling the real truth though.
If
like
I get a real estate agent on here this week, man.
Kenya Edwards, Jay Morrison, y'all come in. We got some people that really know what they talking about.
Oh yeah,
Isaac Grace know what they talking about. Had them come in.
The Wicker Twins bought a house at 16.
I remember seeing them.
If we used to buy a whole bunch of
16, aren't they? Yeah.
They got nice girls, house. Man,
I got to get back with their mom. I'm so sorry. I had some bad stuff happen during Christmas, but I definitely got to get back with them. But no, they got to get back on the show, man. They are blowing up like crazy.
And this is why I support them, because I want them to be the new, they want them to be the role models. The kids is really
exactly. Oh, yeah.
Man. It's been another one, man.
It has, man. We doing it. We doing it again.
Join us once again, January 12th at 6:30 p.m. for discussions. We will start launching everything. You're going to see the event booked on Facebook. You'll see it. Where else are we going to put it at, Joe? LinkedIn.
Oh, LinkedIn. Definitely. Definitely.
So we want everybody to be a part of it. Unfortunately, we got to do digital this time because we want to make sure everybody stays safe with COVID. So, you know, you can join us online. It's going to be a virtual platform, but we got some super surprises for you guys. We got some fun networking that we're going to be doing, some games that I picked up from the networking king, Corey Moore. We got to get him on here too.
Oh, yeah.
But we got some things that we're going to be doing. But most importantly, we're going to be talking about how you can get started in 2022 because it is going to be the 12th. And I promise you on the 15th, it's going to be go time. Trust me. I thought Jeff was gonna say something.
I was, man, but you know, I'm gonna stay low. I'm gonna keep it low in the background.
Well, anyway, till next week. We on every day now. Good.
Every day.
We
Monday
on every day.
Friday from 3 to 4.
I'm going to get some trouble. I talk way too much.
Nope.
But we will be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And for everybody watching us online or whatever, y'all stay tuned. Jeff and I are on According to Michelle coming up, and we just going to keep the live stream going. So we'll be on for the next 2 hours. I have no clue what we're talking about, but Michelle going to do her thing.
Don't worry. I'm going to bring him the mind of Jeff Veal.
Until tomorrow. I can't with this dude. Until tomorrow, y'all follow me at I Am KC Pryor. We are out!
First name greatest, like a sprained ankle, boy, ain't nothing to play with. Started off local, but thanks to all the haters, I know G4 pilots on a first name basis. In your city, faded off the brown. Nino, she insists she got more class. We know, swimming in the money, come and find me. Nemo, if I was at the club, you know I balled. Chemo, dropped a mixtape that sounded like an album. Who'd have thought I'd